He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, February the 24th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're awaiting Yellen's testimony today, so the market's going to be pretty quiet until we get a little further direction from her. Is she going to take out the word patient? Is she going to say impatient? Is she going to say nothing? We'll see. Because words do matter in the market, especially when they're coming from the mouth of the Fed chair. The Dow is up 23 points today, however. That puts us at 18,140, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a new all-time high. And as I said yesterday, you know, you got to start thinking when you hear new all-time high on almost a daily basis, you got to start thinking about valuations. And I took a extensive study, an extensive look at valuations in my newsletter over the week, and I hoped you looked at it because we should be concerned about valuations right now. As I said in my macro picture yesterday, we've got the S&P 500 down a couple of points right now, 2107. You know, most people had like 2100 as their target price for 2015. Well, what do we do now? We're already at 2100. We're at 2107. Well, it's still very possible that we could see multiple expansion and see 2400 by the end of the year. But we should know where the market is at from a valuation point of view at all times. And I remind you every weekend in my newsletter, the NASDAQ is down 10. It's taking the brunt of the slight downdraft in the market today. It's at 4,950, closing in on 5,000. Crude oil at $50.12. The euro at 1.13. And the 10-year yield is at 2.07. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, we've gone on a run. We've gone on a tear here of new highs in the market. And, you know, new highs, while they're great, I love it, man. I'm watching Home Depot hit new highs, Valeant Pharmaceutical hit new highs. Many of the stocks that I currently own are hitting new highs. Yet you have to say to yourself, you know, nothing goes up forever. This thing's been going up for almost 6 years now. And now we're hitting new all-time highs once again. What about valuation? Well, we did an entire look at valuation in yesterday's show and in the newsletter over the weekend. I would urge you to at least know where we're at, because isn't valuation the core of the issue that got us into trouble back in the year 2000 before the NASDAQ house of cards came tumbling down? I mean, isn't valuation, wasn't it at the core of the issue before single-family homes came a-tumbling down? Well, valuation does matter. Valuation's very critical, and you should at least be aware of the valuation on the S&P 500 right now, on the NASDAQ right now. Remember the last time the NASDAQ got to 5,000, which is closing in on, it went clear down to 1,200 after that. And we answered the question yesterday, are we in bubble-like territory? If you missed yesterday's show, look, we archive every single show, every single day, either on my app, Best Stocks Now, or on my website, pwstreet.com, and I break up these four segments that I do every single day so you can just listen to the one that you're interested in. But we covered this whole subject of valuation on Monday's show. And in the weekend, I spent a lot of time pointing out where we are as far as valuation in the market right now and what that means for you and your portfolio, your 401k, your thrift savings plan, your IRA. You should at least be aware of where we're at. And if you didn't read the newsletter, glance through it, just look at the pictures, for heaven's sakes. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, because until you cry uncle, you're going to continue to at least get the the standard version of the newsletter, maybe not the premium one. That goes to clients, that goes to subscribers. But the standard version every week goes through the macro picture of the market. And it's good to get a lot of opinions on the market. You know, everybody pretty much is going to come up with a different analysis of the market from time to time. I hear people that totally agree with me on the financials channels, and I hear a lot of people that I don't agree with at all. So it's good for you to get different looks at the market. That's all I can tell you is I've been long the market during this entire bull market. And I'm a market timer. I will not be long the market at some point in time in the future. We'll run for cover when a time comes, but in the meantime, while the sun is shining, at least here in San Diego, what a beautiful day here today. I was looking at pictures of buffalo the other day. Holy cow. Man, I mean, they open their door and there's 6 foot of snow right there blocking their doorway. Somebody's got to shovel all that snow. But the sun's been shining in the market now for almost 6 years. Your 401k should have tripled. I hope you didn't listen to the doomsday guys having you buy gold. And meanwhile, gold is now slipping under $1,200 an ounce, $1,196. That's not good. I've told you to avoid gold for the last many years. Oil's hanging around that $50 level. That's not bad, you know. It definitely has stabilized after a 50% drop in oil. More than a 50% drop. And now we seem to be stabilizing somewhere in this $50 area. The bond market is pretty much stabilized. We did have a spike up in interest rates here recently. Why? Well, I pointed that out. There's been a risk-on move again into the stock market. Yes, the market's been going up for almost 6 years, but there have been times when money flows in a little faster than others, when people put their foot on the accelerator a little but firmer than other times. And this is one of those times. We've had a pretty big risk-on move in the market here recently. Meanwhile, the home price index, you made about 4% on your home, 4.5% on your home year over year. And when you add that to the increase in your 401k or in your IRA or in your stock holdings, you've had a pretty good year when looking back over the last 12 months. Hopefully you got a little raise at work, and it's all looking good right now. The Case-Shiller Home Index comes in this week. Still good, you know, 0.9% month over month. It was a little bit better than expected, but what really surprised me, and I've been seeing this home builder sector rise up in the ranks into the top 10 right now. And yet, you know, we hear about the housing starts and we hear about existing home sales not quite up to par. But I continue to see these building-related stocks moving northward. Well, one of the bigger home builders, Meritage, which builds the higher-end homes, they reported very good orders this week. Their orders in January were 606 new homes, up 48% from a year ago. That's a big surprise. I still think that there's some money to be made in the building sector. Look at Home Depot this week. Yes, it's in the building sector. It's a building-related stock, one of the big holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. I believe I own it in my conservative growth or my growth and income accounts because it does also pay a dividend and it continues to hit new highs. And there's other building related stocks. I've added a few to my portfolio here in the past couple of weeks. And you can take a look at the ones that I find the most attractive right now. So, you know, I think if I were to sum it all up, the economy is still going well in the U.S. That can continue to support higher prices in the market. There's really no reason right now, although that can change very quickly, for the bull market to be brought to its knees. But it's not a cheap bull market. You know, just a few years ago, we had a P.E. ratio of about 14 or 15 on the S&P 500. And now we're closing in. We're just an eyelash below 20 P-E ratio. And over the long haul, 20 has been pretty stiff resistance. The market starts taking notice when the P-E ratio gets up around 20. So now more than ever, it comes down to individual stocks trading at a discount to the market multiple, right? Well, we go through a couple of individual stocks daily here on the show, except for the macro day that we do. And I've got a couple lined up for you here when we come back to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And even though the overall market, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, are, you know, entering into, I would call it fair value territory, 22, 23 on the NASDAQ, 20 on the S&P 500, it's still a market of stocks. When we throw out those numbers, 20 on the S&P, 22 on the NASDAQ, that's for the entire index. But there are stocks within the index that still make plenty of sense. Now, it may be difficult for the indexes to gain too much this year, but there will still be lots of individual winners within the stock market. And that's what I have to look for. Half of my formula is valuation. I don't pay up unless there's really something compelling. I try not to pay up. In fact, my grading system punishes companies that have high PE ratios and very little upside potential. That's a big part of the formula. So, you know, you have to have, on the one hand, you have to have the valuation that still makes sense. And on the other hand, you have to have the momentum and the performance numbers, the flourishing type numbers in a stock market, in an economy. It's not languishing. It's not flourishing. It's going okay. But certain companies are flourishing in the market. And we're going to talk about two here today that I continue to own. One, the first one, we're going to go to Canada. I believe this stock, I'm almost certain this stock, is a favorite of Bill Ackman, an activist investor who's been involved in a lot of, you know, stocks over the years. And I know that he's taken a particular liking and more than likely holds a large position in Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Out of Quebec, VRX is the symbol. This is one of the biggest winners in the stock market. I mean, when you compare this with a better known stock like Pfizer or Bristol Myers or Glaxo or Merck, I mean, this thing runs circles, laps around those companies. This was a $6 stock in 2008. Okay, during the bear market, during the recession, this was a $6 stock. Was Valeant Pharmaceutical, and today it's a $200 stock. Maybe you're saying, I've never even heard of it. I don't know. I've talked about it many times here on my show. In fact, if you pull up VRX on my app, whether it's the mobile versions on the Google iPhone, or the Google, there's an oxymoron, the Google iPhone, the Android phone, or the Apple iPhone, or whether you go to the web-based version at beststocksnowapp.com, you'll find all my comments that I've made on this stock, all the articles I've written about it. It was involved in the bizarre love triangle not that long ago between Allergan and Allergan and Valeant Pharmaceutical, and there was one other one involved. They're not AmerisourceBergen. I'm trying to think of the third name. But I wrote about, I would buy all three of those stocks, and they've all done very well. You could look at the previous times that I featured the stock here on my radio show. And I back up what I say. I own somewhere the stocks that I talk about in my clients' portfolios. My neck is on the line when I talk about these stocks, and Valeant is one that I currently own. Listen to the performance numbers of this stock. I mean, when a stock goes from 6 to 200, that's pretty compelling. This is one of the top performing stocks. In fact, when I rank all the stocks by a performance grade, okay, here's this classroom full of stocks sitting there. At the head of the class sits the best of the best. Valeant gets an A+ performance grade over the last 10 years. If you just take a look at where the stock price was 10 years ago and where it is today, do the math. It's a number. It's a calculation. Comes out to 33% per year. Over the last 5 years, those numbers are even better. Almost double that. Over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 71% per year. It's up another 36% over the last 12 months. They recently announced an acquisition. They're buying Salix Pharmaceutical, a stock that I used to own, SLXP, which was another one involved in that bizarre love triangle. It was kind of the fourth player in that whole dating and courting and trying to combine mess that occurred earlier this year. And really, all of those stocks have done well, just like I said they would in my article, Bizarre Love Triangle. Valiant continues to be one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Look at a chart of this stock. Holy Toledo. Oh, powerful. Okay. Now, as I've said, valuation becomes a little bit of a concern here in the overall market. But consider this. Valiant has been growing their earnings by 37% per year over the last 5 years, and yet the P.E. ratio right now, let's look at the forward P.E. ratio right now, because that's even more telling. The forward P.E. ratio right now on Valiant Pharmaceuticals is 16.5. The market's much higher than that. Okay, so here you have one of the phenomenal performance stocks in the entire market still trading at a discount to the market. And as you heard me say on Monday, the multiple of the overall market's a little bit disconcerting right now. We're entering into fair value territory. That's why we have to continue to look for companies that are trading at discounts to the multiple market multiples if we can. And if we can throw in momentum and performance too, that's a pretty powerful combination. Well, I just entered in the new earnings estimates for Valiant Pharmaceutical for next year, which is $12 per share. Back in 2008, they were making $1.44 per share. Now they're expected to make $12 per share. They're expected to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. That gives them potential earnings per share 5 years from now of over $20 per share. I'm using a fairly reasonable multiple of 17 on the stock. I have a $350 target price on Valiant 5 years from now. Now, a lot can happen. That's why we watch the quarterly earnings and all the news and the acquisitions and the analyst upgrades and downgrades and what the CEO says and the stock chart. All that plays into babysitting and tending a stock that you own. It's currently trading at $199. In my book, it's still one of the, well, it is one of the top performers in the entire market, and I still think it makes sense from a valuation point of view. In fact, it's trading at a discount to the market. I continue to own VRX, Valiant Pharmaceutical. Not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got stocks that continue to flourish. That's my cup of tea there, companies that are flourishing. You know, it's not the hottest economy that we've ever had, but we continue to grow. We've been growing the economy now for the last almost 6 years. GDP continues to be positive. We have job growth that's occurring. We have unemployment claims, around 300,000 every week, somewhere in there. We don't have any inflation yet. And, of course, that's allowed the Fed to keep interest rates low. So we still have a zero interest rate policy, although everybody knows that it's inevitable. And I got to believe that the valuation of the market's got to be a big factor that the Fed is looking at. But I think for sure sometime this year we'll see a Fed rate hike. Does that mean the end of the bull market? No, but it signals a lot of things. It signals that the market's getting more fairly valued. In fact, it seems to be almost fairly valued to me now. Having said that, I'm giving you examples of stocks that are still undervalued. Stocks that are still undervalued in a fairly valued market. And as long as the economy can continue to grow, these stocks can continue to go up. But when the economy starts to contract at some point in time, and it will, look how fast oil prices came down. You know, I heard someone say, it might have been Larry Kudlow the other day, say, well, there's no signs of a recession for the next 2 years. How can you say that? There was no signs that oil prices were. Things can happen so quickly in the economy and in the world and in individual stocks and in sectors. It's just, you know, before you know it, things are sliding down. That's why you have to be vigilant all the time. I can't sit here and tell you, oh, we're not going to have a recession for over the next 2 years. Who knows what can happen to bring about that recession and to bring about that next bear market. So we have to always remain vigilant. In the meantime, I think more than ever, this is a stock picker's market. I think owning an index, owning the S&P 500 index, you're now in fairly valued territory. There's not a lot of upside potential. And I just can't see any other way than to buy individual stocks within the index, to cherry pick the index for those stocks that still represent good value and are still outperforming the S&P 500. If you want a good list of those stocks that fit my criteria, I publish them in my newsletter every week. I put my neck on the line. And these are not mythical portfolios. These are very representative of the stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in the accounts that I manage. Now, let me give you another example of a stock that's flourishing. Powerful, powerful stock, just powerful. And you wouldn't think at this stage of its life that it would be, but it is. We go down to Atlanta, Georgia, where we're heard every day. I have a lot of clients. I have a lot of listeners down in Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta is home to a lot of great companies. There's a lot of great companies headquartered in Atlanta. And one of the greatest is a Home Depot, one of the great stories of all time. You know, I remember when I bought my first home. You know, I was in my 20s, and we moved to an area that was fast growing, and young families were moving there. And there we had to go to hardware stores back then. And, you know, more than often than not, they didn't have the part that we needed, or it had to be ordered, or we had to go to another hardware store, which was like 10 miles down the road. And there were a lot of mom-and-pop hardware stores, and somebody decided, hey, you know, let's consolidate these things. Let's come up with a concept called Home Depot. And it really changed. It was revolutionary. I mean, looking back, it's really, I mean, when you look at home improvements and homes and makeovers and remodels, a lot of it's been because of Home Depot. A lot of do-it-yourselfers have been spawned because of Home Depot. And Home Depot was a pretty good idea because it's now a $152 billion company. They now have 2,263 stores, and I'm sure there's one in your neighborhood. If you live in any sizable neighborhood whatsoever, or city or suburbs, you can't be too far from a Home Depot store. And, you know, when I lived on a little bit of land with my wife before we moved down closer to downtown San Diego, we lived on some land. I made numerous trips. We had two to choose from that I could go to, three actually. To get whatever I needed for Saturday's project, you know. But I have enjoyed the Home Depots over the years, and she still continues to go there, finding little things to hang on the wall, whatever, you know. And Home Depot has been a successful story, $152 billion. But Home Depot had its problems, you know, back during the recession. Boy, all of that spending, all of that equity sitting in our homes dried up rather quickly. Remember the days of pulling money out of your home? It was like an ATM machine, especially here in Southern California. Pull money out of the home, put in granite countertops, put in marble floors, put in, you know, molding, whatever. It was a big, big deal. Then all of a sudden, job layoffs, loss in housing, the value of our homes, and a lot of that came to a screeching halt. But Home Depot has managed to navigate through it and continue to be a top-performing stock. And it's one that I have owned for the last, I don't know, I'd have to look at when I bought it. One of the things I bought it for, it also had a dividend yield that fit the profile of being a growth and income stock. Not only was it growing, but it also still pays a dividend yield. Even after all of this appreciation, it still pays a dividend yield of about 1.6%. Now, it's been a stellar performer. Over the last 5 years, believe it or not, you would think that the law of averages, the law of size would be working against it. But Home Depot has doubled the return, more than doubled. Over the last 5 years, Home Depot has delivered returns to investors of 33%, 32.8% per year. The market's only been moving up at 14% per year during the last 5 years. Boy, that's some sensational. That's doubling your money every 2.5 years. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 36%, the market 15%. And it's had a terrific run over the last 12 months. It's up 47%, while the market is up 15%. Now, that is making Home Depot enter into fair value territory. And I chose this stock today to give you an example of what do you do when you own a stock that's not really cheap anymore. Well, here's the answer to that. It's still going up. It's still hitting new all-time highs. Now, right now, Home Depot's estimates for next year are $5.23. They're expected to grow, this is the consensus estimates, by 15 or 16%. That is still very good growth for a company this size. That's earnings growth, bottom line earnings growth. That gives them the potential to make almost $10 per share by the year, well, 5 years from now. Well, you know, look, I still think it's going to earn a market multiple or maybe just a little bit less. That still puts you up around 185, somewhere in there. From a valuation point of view, and it's still at 115, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to sell it here, even though the PE is now 26. The forward PE is 21.5. It's still growing. But having said that, should the economy start to slow down, should the market start to turn, Home Depot would be very vulnerable. Because it is trading at loftier valuations for a company of its size and a company, you know, that's not exactly in the prime of its life anymore, but is doing just fine. It's one that I need to keep my eyes on. But for now, I continue to hold my Home Depot. Would I buy it today? I'd be a little bit reluctant to put new money into Home Depot. If I own it, I'm happy. Okay, so I would rank Home Depot a very strong hold right now. But don't forget that hold is a decision. Buy, sell, or hold. I definitely wouldn't sell. I'd be a little bit reluctant to buy. So every day I have to make one of three decisions on the stocks that I own. And right now I see no problem with continuing to hold my Home Depot. We'll be right back. But a mother used the wrong line. On the right trail, but I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about quite a bit here today. We've talked, reminded you about, look, the market's becoming fairly valued here as it hits new highs, the S&P and the NASDAQ. That doesn't mean that it can't go higher. Let's not forget that back in 2000, the P.E. ratio of the NASDAQ went to over 100. Now, I don't foresee that happening. I think people have become a lot more value conscious than they were before, especially having been burnt back in the year 2000 by, the theory back then that valuation doesn't matter anymore. It was all about how many eyeballs are clicking on your website at AOL, which caused AOL to become $150 billion acquisition back then. AOL of Time Warner or Time Warner of AOL, valuation was way out of whack back then. It's not way out of whack now. It's not a bubble, but we are entering into fair value. I think it's time to really pay attention to individual valuations and continue to seek out companies that are trading at a discount to the overall market valuation. That's big, big part of the formula that I use here. We talked to give you a couple of examples. One that's still in my book undervalued, and one in my book that right now is fairly valued. But I don't sell a stock automatically, or I don't sell the market automatically because it's become fairly valued. I let momentum and the stock charts and the trends, as long as they're in those trends, why sell? Okay. But at some point in time, things are going to change in individual stocks and in the market, and that's when we have to be in tune with the trends. That's why I show those trends every single weekend in my newsletter. The subject I'd like to close with, I'd like to weigh in on the controversy that's going on right now about this whole fiduciary responsibility that a guy like me has. I'm glad I have a fiduciary responsibility. I'm not a commissioned broker. There are no commission checks. There are no backdoor deals. I am completely 100% independent, and I've been that way for the last, I decided back in the year 2000. I was working for a brokerage firm, and I said, I'm just going to go in a different direction here, guys. I want to be a fee-based guy. I want to be a fee-based money manager. Because most of the abuses that I've seen over the years, and I've seen plenty of them, occur in the commission side of the business. I saw abuses way back when in the Prudential, in the limited partnerships that they were selling. There were major commissions made, 8, 9, 10%. This is a major driver of revenue and profits to these brokerage companies. I am not Gunderson broker dealer. I'm not a broker dealer. I am a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. I am all for. I cannot think of any reason that a broker that sells things on commission should be held to a lesser standard than me. Fiduciary means that you put the client before your needs, the client's needs before your needs. I've heard these brokers talk. I've worked with them that said, boy, I can make a nice paycheck this month if I can raise such and such money and put 20% of my clients into this new product that's being rolled out. It pays me 4% or 5%. That's where I've seen most of the abuses in the market. And the SEC can clear up most of the abuse in the market by getting rid of the commission model or holding them to a higher standard. Did you really buy this because it was in the client's best interest, or did you really buy this because it was in your best interest? There's a lot of products out there that have big commissions attached to them. Non-traded REITs have big commissions attached to them. Why would anybody buy, this is just my opinion, why would anybody buy a non-traded REIT when you can buy a publicly traded REIT with a 15-20 year track record that's totally liquid? And you can buy it for $3.50. That's what I pay for trades at Scottrade. Why would you pay someone a 7 or 8%? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Annuities are for some people. You know, we personally, we don't sell annuities here at Gunderson Capital Management. Annuities generally pay the brokers very big commissions. So I'm just saying, I'm weighing in on the side that the broker dealer community, and they're not going to like me for this, I don't care, they should be held to the same fiduciary standard. Look, there's no incentive for me to put you into Home Depot, into Variant Pharmaceutical versus McGraw-Hill or versus Lowe's. It doesn't make any difference at all. I make the same money no matter what. The only reason I would put you in one over the other is because I think it's a better company, and I think you can possibly make more money in this company than that company. There's absolutely no incentive whatsoever, zero, for me to put you in one product, which I don't buy sell products. I buy sell companies, publicly traded ones, liquid. Costs $3. I don't even get the $3.50. Scottrade gets the $3.50. I get a fee. I'm on the same side as you. I put your interest for, I want your account to go up. I do everything I can do to try to see your account go up. I want you to make money just as much. I mean, I want you to make money just as much as you do. So it should be that way for everybody in my industry. And the commission business, look, it creates conflict of interest. There's no question in my mind. And if they really want to clear up the abuses that still happen, look, I still see people. I prevented a guy, one of my clients, that was about ready to get taken to the cleaners. He was going to write a check. He would have never seen that money again. I called everybody I could possibly call and put a halt to it and alerted the officials. I have a fiduciary responsibility. Anyways, that's my two cents. Look, if you'd like to read my newsletter every week, I'm not pitching any products in the newsletter. These are the best stocks or bonds or REITs or publicly traded ones or mutual funds, non-commission, no-load mutual funds that I can find in the entire market, or ETFs. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, if you'd like to have somebody that has a fiduciary responsibility and is not selling you products that pay commissions, give us a call. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.